At this point, if you ain't doing content right, what are you doing?
If you're not doing content, what are you really doing?
Because how you expect to make sales if you ain't creating no content?
If you didn't brand awareness.
What should people be doing with their content right now to make 2025 a good content year?
Study the type of page you want. I study the type of personal brand other people have. Figure out what platform do you want to master, because every platform has a different type of algorithm.
What makes me think content is trash is the quality. But then I was like, well, that's not really true. I don't even think quality of content matters if it's something that like people can follow along with. If I'm seeing these things get thousands of likes and then this stuff only gets a little bit of likes, then it's like, okay, they're showing me what they want, let me keep doing this.
I see a lot of people when I go on their page, they just like leave the comments, don't respond to any of the people that's showing them love. Be intentional about the story that you're telling and the people that you're engaging with. People get stuck thinking that they need to create something new every single time with content, and sometimes you don't. Because if it worked, that means it can work again, and it'll continue to bring new audiences to your platform because people will share that. Hey, what's good, y'all? Welcome to Growing Pains Podcast, where we talk about business and the life of a young adult. I'm Travion.
I'm Yanni.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jada.
And today we're going to be talking about some content creation. You know what I'm saying? Getting in your content bag.
Exactly.
Let's get it.
We're going into 2025. At this point, if you ain't doing content right, what are you doing?
If you're not doing content, what are you really doing?
Because how you expect to make sales if you ain't creating no content?
If you didn't brand awareness.
If you still making trash content in 2025, it's like...
Bro, I'm telling you right now, I seen your content and it's literally trash.
It's like, trash.
You need help with your content.
I'm telling you, I seen it come up and I did this. Didn't even
Yo. What were you about to say?
What do y'all think? Okay, why do y'all think people be making trash content? Like, what even makes it trash?
I think ignorance, like not knowing how to.
Yeah. I also think.
But what type of content make y'all think this content sucks?
Posting unnecessary stuff like. You're showing me that you're at a party on a Saturday.
Yeah, I feel like lack. I don't care about that. I feel like lack of consistency in content makes content bad. Like you say, you do this, and I follow you for this specific reason, but now you're posting about stuff that just don't align with the original thing I followed you for.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what makes content bad.
Which is what I mean by like posting a party or something. Because like, okay, you post the party, but what's the intent behind it? You know
like,
what I'm saying? Like, why are you posting this?
I get it. If it's a part of your brand, I think it's cool.
That's what I'm saying. If it's a part of your brand, that makes sense. But if you're just posting it just to post it, it's like, do you really expect this to like work?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you were to do something creative at the party, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe like you got, let's say you're having a party, for example. Let's say you're having a party and you say like, how this party be? And how, like, other parties be. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's to make content out of. It's intention.
I feel like lack of intentionality in content shows. Like,
yeah.
It's like, okay, I could tell you just posted this just to post something.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like trash content typically has, like, no theme or no, like, storyline. Mm-hmm. So, I could see, y'all ever see the little fat kids or big kids? Mm-hmm. And it's like...
You just exposed yourself again.
I did not expose
y'all. The way Jada be explaining people, dog, it just be like, how did
she be like?
I'd be like the person with the bald head.
She'd be like, "Y'all ever seen the one kid with no toe?"
Okay, if they got no,
it's like, why do you gotta explain them like that?
Because you gonna know exactly who I'm talking about.
Get to the point.
You gonna know exactly who I'm talking about if I say the kid with no toe.
Jada be like the kid with the big head.
Bruh. It's not even like I say mean stuff. I say stuff that's obvious.
Sometimes it be mean, bruh.
No. Now, y'all talking about babies. But people...
Bruh, you be talking about babies.
I don't. I think all babies are cute. I just think they look like cartoon characters. And when I call a baby a cartoon character that you think is ugly, then it's a problem. But if I think the cartoon character is cute,
ugly, bruh.
No, and we're not even about to get into this.
Anyways, get to the point. We're
exactly.
On content. Stay on topic.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So you see the little big kids, and they basically are saying how they want to lose weight.
And like Lil Tyrion?
Ooh. Ooh.
Bruh, he did lose weight.
Ooh.
That wasn't a joke.
I was going to say, did he?
Yeah, he lost weight.
I was going to say, did he pass? But I'm thinking of another black kid. It was another little black
kid. I know who you're talking about. The one you're talking about, the one that was like, what we about to eat today, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I knew a little black kid.
But Lil Terrell did lose weight, though. He be working out for real.
Yeah.
You would talk to him?
That's not the point.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Go to the... the point.
It was a joke.
Okay. That's a baby.
Y'all like the same age, y'all even. Anyways,
that man is,
bro,
like,
he like 16.
Exactly. Oh, he's not.
He is, bro.
Anyways, that boy's like 20 years old.
Get to the point of content.
I'm trying to,
bro.
Anyways, when you see the little kids who are overweight and they want to lose and they want to lose weight, or seeing the little kids, like, this is one boy I keep seeing who he's like really underweight and he's 14 and he's like just sticks and bones. And it'll be like, see,
that's what we talk about.
We got
what am I saying wrong? What am I saying wrong?
We got he was skinny, bro.
Like, we understand he was skinny, but you got to say, oh, he was sticks and bones. He didn't have nothing. Anyway, get to the point.
I don't even see what's wrong with me saying that.
It's just the way you address things. Go ahead.
Anyways. I follow those kids, and I follow their content. The content is recorded terribly, but it's cool because it's a storyline, so I'm watching their journey. So, because at first, one thing I was going to say was, what makes me think content is trash is the quality, but then I was like, well, that's not really true. I don't even think quality of content matters if it's something that, like, people can follow along with. So, I say, like, some type of theme, not having a theme or not even... not having a, what's the other word, a storyline, I feel like that can make content trash. Like, I feel like you have a theme, you know, like, Trey, you have a theme. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Ellis & Co., it's a theme, you know? So I feel like that is what makes content good.
Yeah, I agree. That's one thing that will literally make me not follow a person. Like, if I see a viral video or a viral post, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, this content is something I would follow them for. I go on their page and there's nothing else.
They
like
only
that.
Have one video.
I literally don't follow them because it's like, you don't post this type of content, so it's no reason. That's why looking at the analytics is so important, because if this thing is blowing up, that's what people want to see.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. Or even the thing that makes me unfollow is if you started off with a theme and a niche and all of those things and you just stop posting. It's like, what am I following you for?
That's true.
Point? You know what I'm saying? If you're really trying to build some, you're going to keep posting. And so that being said, it's like, that'd be the main thing for me is like, I'm not following nobody or I'm not going to buy into what it is that you're offering if you're not posting anything about it.
And also, in correlation to what you said, I guess this is just slightly different for me. Lack of consistency. I won't follow somebody if it's lack of consistency. So on YouTube, if I see like a really good video, but I see they post 6 months ago, 1 year ago, 2 years ago, I'm not following.
It's like, what's the point? Like,
exactly.
Nah, I feel that. So based on that, what do y'all feel like? Well, I guess like five things in general that people should be doing better with their content to prepare for 2025. So these next last 3 months of the year, what should people be doing with their content right now to make 2025 a good content year?
Real quick. If you're not subscribed to the channel, what are you doing? Tap in,
twin. Take a 5 second break and go subscribe.
Exactly. We got so much on our channel, y'all. We got vlogs, we got challenges, we got silent library, we got everything. So what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
Go subscribe right
what
now.
What are you doing?
Go
stand subscribe.
On business. Go stand on business.
Stand on business, yeah.
Let's get back into the episode. One thing I'll say is this is something that I promise y'all has helped me, okay? So really tap in for real. But the thing is to study the type of page you want. Like, if you, like, so find somebody in your niche that has, like, the aesthetic, the community, the type of post that you, how you want your page to be, study that. What types of audios do they use? Do they use specific fonts or do they not? Do they have low exposure on their posts or do they not? Do they have long captions or do they not? How long are their videos? Do they storytell in their videos? Do they do POV videos? Do they do talking videos? Like, literally, y'all, I studied the type of personal brand other people have, and I didn't duplicate, but I just changed it like 1% to match how I wanted my content to be. But that's one thing I would say. Study the type of page you want and just change it 1%.
Yeah, for sure. What was the question again?
Well, basically, let's do six things. But yeah, we're all gonna say two things each of what people should be doing to prepare, or what people should be doing the rest of 2024 to have a good content year for 2025. So, like, what should they be doing for their content?
Okay, cool. I say, definitely with your content, be intentional on engaging with your audience, because if you're trying to grow something, like, you're gonna have to engage with the people, because that makes them keep coming back. So I see a lot of people, when I go on their page, they just like leave the comments, like just don't respond to any of the people that's showing them love. And check your analytics, like look at what's working for you. Like, for example, like one thing that works for me for GP is posting POVs. So I'll do a POV telling my story of my journey, because that's pretty much what you're doing through your content is storytelling. So be intentional about the story that you're telling and the people that you're engaging with. Comment back to them. You know, one thing that I do in order to feel a real connection with people through social media is sending them voice notes instead of a text. So that way they can hear my tone. They can hear my energy throughout the conversation and things like that. So main thing, engage with your audience.
That's good.
That's good. I would say another thing that you should do, like focus on for this year when it comes to content, is really getting into scheduling and planning. I know Yanni has been doing that more. Even how we've been saying like, oh, we're planning these specific days we'll go shoot content. So I feel like being intentional about when am I recording content. And also something that I'm going to add because of what you've been doing is like a day to edit. I feel like I had a set day to record content, like, okay, every Monday I'm going to record content, but I wasn't scheduling a time to edit it. So now I'm always behind on editing because it's like, oh, I don't have a set time to edit my content. So I would say really just scheduling when you want things to be posted. Yanni does what certain types of content gets posted on certain days, but like scheduling all that out, I feel like you want to be as organized with your content as possible, because this should be a consistent thing that you're doing. You should be posting multiple times a week. Like, I know on my sewing company page, I'm trying to post at least 4 to 6 times a week. Yanni posts 3 times a day. So it's just like, and Trey is starting to pick up posting multiple times a week, like 3 times a week, right? Yeah. On Royal Travion page. And so it's just like, if you're going to be posting that consistently, you really have to plan and schedule things out in order to stay ahead of schedule or just stay on top of things in general.
Y'all, when I tell y'all, I just figured out how to make a content strategy and a content calendar. It's been literally so, so, so helpful, because now I'm not just posting on the whim, like trying to stress myself out. Oh, what am I going to post? I have nothing to post today. Like, no, I have everything planned, and now all I got to do is just follow the format of what I had already planned, so I'm not falling behind or not posting on a day because I don't have no ideas. Everything's already planned out. So that was a great point, Jada.
Yeah,
I feel like next point is figure out what platform you want to post on. When I first learned how to grow an account, I focused on TikTok specifically, my clothing brand TikTok.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Account, Wise Label. I said, I'm going to stay on this TikTok page and Instagram. I may post here and there, but my full focus is literally on TikTok. Even now, I'll still post on my main TikTok because I'm focused more on personal branding now. I'll still post on my TikTok on my personal page, but my main focus is on Instagram. So figure out what platform do you want to master, because every platform has a different type of algorithm. Every content have different types of ways that your content may have to change depending on where you're posting it at. So do you want to post on TikTok? Do you want to post on Instagram? Do you want to post on Pinterest? Y'all be sleeping on Pinterest, bro. Pinterest is lit. Y'all, do you want to post on YouTube? Figure it out and then go all in. Make your plan, make your content strategy, your content calendar, and focus on that platform.
Yeah, for sure. And the one thing that I'll say is definitely like repurposing content. So the reason why I say repurposing content is because you're able to now use something. Like, people get stuck on thinking that they need to create something new every single time with content. And sometimes you don't. So as I said, like about like the POVs and stuff like that, it's like with this being said, you can continue to do it in different ways. Maybe you could do a POV on yourself and then you do a POV on like friends, or let's say prime example, you were doing public interviews for Wise Label. So like, a prime example to break that down, because Yanu at a point in time was doing public interviews. When I was doing YouTube, it was a point in time I was doing a wave check, and I had only did two, part one and part two. And the reason where, like, the way that I messed up is because I had went ahead and just only did those two, where I could have switched it up. If I did a wave check in high school, maybe I could have did a wave check at the mall. Then I could have did a wave check in Miami, a wave check in conference meeting, you know what I'm saying? You with the public interviews that you were doing for Wise, like you could do a public interview where you're asking questions on the Beltline, and then maybe you do like a public interview at church,
roller skater rink.
You could do all of those and just switch up the formatting of what it is that you're creating, so that way people can gravitate to it. Because if it worked, that means it can work again, and it'll continue to bring new audiences to your platform, because people will share that. You want to pay attention to the shares as well. What are people sharing? What are people not sharing or engaging with? So
I like that, because I feel like that also makes it stay fresh in front of your audience.
Yeah.
Like, people like consistency, but if you like, maybe it's like a different scenery, like you said. Yeah. I feel like that's like, oh, like this person really changing it up for real, but it's still the same thing that I followed you for.
Nah, for sure. Yeah. Like, you really gotta, like, even prime example, like DDG, he like milks his content.
He
like
do.
The way he milks his content is like, maybe he'll do a vlog, maybe some out of that vlog may go viral. Now he gonna do a reaction, you know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, he may now he has a podcast. He may talk on his podcast and do it that way. Then he gonna post it on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
repurposing the content and milking as much as you can out of your moment.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good. I would say the last thing for me would be try as many things as possible. Like, if your content isn't getting any motion right now, these last 3 months of the year, try stuff out. I feel like that's been my method for Ellis Sewing Company. I've been trying out all different types of series. And each week, like, I probably try out 2 to 3 series a week. And it'll be like part one, part two, or all these different things. Like, I'll post 3 different part ones of all just different series that I'm trying out. And I see, oh, these two series did really good this week. I'll keep those going the next week, and then I'll add 2 other new series to try out. And so literally I have just been trying out everything that comes to mind and trying to create series out of that. And the things that works, that's the things I will continue to stick with. Like, I'm learning my audience, I'm learning what they like. And so I feel like, if you, like I said, if your content isn't getting any motion right now, this end of the year, just try stuff out until something sticks. I feel like it's no point in continuing to try things over and over and over and over and over again if you just feel like it's only like it's not bringing any growth, you know, like if you see no comments every time you post it, or you don't even see like a little gradual increase, or you know, just anything something like that. Like, I was doing relatable, like funny relatable, like sewing content, and it's like that did okay. Yeah. But when I saw, oh, well, when I do more like educational, or like even like inspiring people with different designs you could try out, I saw, oh, this does way bigger numbers than like me doing the relatable stuff. And not saying that I can't ever do the relatable POV content, but if I'm seeing these things get thousands of likes and then this stuff only gets like a little bit of likes, then it's like, okay, they're showing me what they want, let me keep doing that. So I would say try as much stuff.
What's up, y'all? Real quick, I know you guys are enjoying this episode, but I just want to speak to all my Christian streetwear brand owners. So as you guys know, and if you don't, I have my own Christian streetwear brand called Wise Label. And in my journey of 3 years of owning this brand, I have experienced a lot of ups and downs, highs and lows. I've experienced one
to cry, scream, and throw up. I've experienced it all. But the thing is, I've been able to bounce back off of that. And I know even you watching this video, you may be at a point where you want to start your clothing brand, where you want to grow it, where you feel stuck, where, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you want to 10X in it. And I know exactly how you feel. So I actually launched my first ebook. In this ebook, I put every single lesson, every single hardship, every single tip that I've got in this brain in this book. It's filled with game. And on top of that, I am starting one-on-one mentorship. And this is going to be for my brand owners that feel like they want exclusive help with me. For this, it's only going to be a few people, but for the ebook, it's open for everybody. It's definitely going to be an investment you won't regret. So if you're interested, the link is in the bio. Now let's get back into this episode.
One thing that you said that just sparked a idea in my mind, I know for the main thing, I feel as though one thing that works in any field of like content is like teaching in your field. You know what I'm saying? Like if you were to, even that one clip of you that went viral where you were just talking about like what it takes to have a clothing brand and sticking to one thing. And then like even the things that we saw as far as like designers are literally showing their Photoshop and just showing the before and after process. Same thing with you, Jada, like you taught people, I forget the one post that you recently did, but showing people like how to do a specific
Like a specific technique. Those have done well.
For sure. So when you teach somebody something in your field, that lets them know like, oh, this is an expert, and they want to share that to other people in their field, other friends and their peers and stuff that also are a part of the same thing, you know? So I feel as though across any platform, any niche or field, that as long as you're teaching, like that content is definitely possible to go viral.
And it lasts long too.
Yeah, it lasts long. And it shows people you know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
Just saying anything. You're not just trying to inspire people, just trying to sell an ebook. No, you actually know what you're talking about.
Nah, for sure.
Nah, that's definitely good. Yes. So we're talking about content because, you know, we got something really big coming up.
Big one.
Yo.
Yes. Big so. We went to David's, what was the event called?
Clarity and Content.
Yeah, Clarity and Content. And through something that was kind of supposed to be like a fun little, I guess, assignment or project that we were given at the event, we ended up coming up with a really dope idea. And we realized, bro, when it come to content, like, we really know our thing. Yeah, like, low key.
High key.
Really high key.
High key. Like, really, we just gave somebody some game recently.
Definitely. Definitely. And so, when it comes to content, I feel like we are really good at what we do.
Yes.
We all have, like, expertise in just, like, doing different things in content, growing content. And so, we were like, bruh, we should take this project and make it a real thing. And so, we decided that we wanted to do, like, this content creation mentorship. And I think it's going to be really cool, honestly.
I know it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, like, even we just did a call with, I guess, like, a case study that we're working with. And even just seeing how well that conversation went, even our brainstorming call that we did for that client before getting on the phone with them, like seeing how our ideas, like how we work together, how we come up with strategy for other people's businesses and brands, I feel like we could take that and apply it to so many other people. I think a lot of people have great products, but they lack the brand awareness, right? Or they may have a great product and they may have a lot of followers, but they lack community. Or they could have great product, but they don't know how to like make sales from, or they have a great product, but they don't know what they should be posting to actually make sales off of that content. And so I feel like that's things that we've all learned how to do. And I feel like now bringing that together to like give to people, bringing that together to provide to like our audience, and just anybody who may be interested, I feel like it's going to be really dope and we're going to be able to help a lot of entrepreneurs for sure.
For sure. So with that being said, definitely, I'm sure y'all are interested because people ask us about content all the time. So I feel as though with that, like, you could definitely get a part of this mentorship, get some game, and we will be focusing on like what can you do in order to grow your platform and grow, increase the engagement on your content. So be on the lookout for that. All of the details will be in the description.
Pause. And you're forgetting something.
What?
Before we even get to the mentorship, we got a free workshop.
Okay, yeah.
Exactly. We do. See, you trying to fast forward. Okay.
For the
phrase.
Exactly. So the mentorship will be paid, but before we even get to that, we do have a free workshop. So I definitely recommend you coming. I recommend you attending.
And because, it's online.
Yes, it's virtual. And we are going to be giving a lot of game. We're going to be bringing in some people to come speak to y'all. And we're also going to be speaking to y'all during this workshop. But it's just like, it's 2024. You shouldn't be like still like just struggling with figuring out your content strategy right now. Like you should.
Yeah, for sure.
It's so much information out there. You should know how to create a content strategy for your brand. And so that's what we want to help you with. So y'all got to come, bruh.
And also something I'm noticing is a lot of platforms are really giving other creators a chance. Like, I don't know if it's just y'all, but I be seeing stuff on my timeline, like literally it'll be like 3 likes. It'll be people with low like engagement, but they're starting to push them right now. Mm-hmm. So it's like a wave happening right now where they're trying to give us a chance, a small creator a chance to get in on a wave. But you can't get in on a wave if you don't know how to.
Exactly.
And the only way you're going to know how to is by getting in the free workshop. Period. Okay?
Yeah, for sure. So with that being said, as we know your content is trash. We are going to help you with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So look forward for that. As you said, free webinar.
Yes, free workshop. And we will put the details below. If you are watching this episode and you do, or if you're watching this clip on Instagram and you do want to be a part of it, really comment workshop on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then if you're on YouTube, you'll have to go to Instagram to get the details. Or are we going to leave
information? Leave it in the description.
Okay, yeah. We'll leave it in the description. But yeah, it's time to turn your content
up,
man.
It's time to turn up for real.
For sure. Absolutely. And we just learned something with that real quick. What you just said, go like from YouTube to Instagram. That's another thing with content. Try to get people's attention on the platform that you are already on the best way possible. Like all the clicking links and stuff like that. Like you got to get people's attention quick. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Right where they are. So that is something to learn. And we are excited to release this. And we will be, you know, announcing all the details.
Honestly,
soon.
I feel like we could really keep going with the tips, but it's like,
we got to sit it down. You know what I'm saying? So that is the end. Let them know where they can find Growing Pains.
Yes. Y'all can follow us on Instagram, Growing Pains Pod. Make sure y'all are streaming audio. And if you're streaming audio, come to the visuals because the visuals is lit.
Period. Okay.
You know
y'all
what I'm
can
saying?
Follow me, Yanni Bratcher, and my clothing brand Wise Label. And I have an ebook on if you want to start a clothing brand. So y'all can tap in with that if y'all want to.
Yeah, for sure. And you can follow me at Roy Travion and my creative agency, Royalty Made It. Let's get it.
And y'all can follow my personal Instagram at I am Jada Ellis and my couture fashion brand at Jael Official.
Yeah.
For sure. And we out, y'all. Let's get it.